Hi everybody, Henry Reinga here. I am so excited about doing this class, putting it together. And actually, I'm not doing most of the lecturing. I'm pointing you to materials all over the web. This has made me dream of even doing online marketing, that is getting the word out even more for Christian Leaders Institute. So as I'm compiling this class and reading the materials, wow, am I getting more ideas. And you know, when Henry gets ideas, he loves it. Well, anyway, having said that, in this particular week, we're going to talk about permission marketing. And Scott Godin talks about this in a wonderful video where personal and relevant messages are what people want to get. And there's a way to do marketing that people do not even need to be spammed or feel like they're being spammed, where there is a segmentation in the world that the internet allows us to take hold of that segmentation. For me at Christian Leaders Institute, what I'm looking for are those people who are interested in becoming revival leaders. I know the whole world is not interested and called to be a revival leader, but I want to set things up with my internet marketing that I am reaching them. And the rest of the population, they're not interested possibly in what I'm doing, but hey, I want to reach those who are interested. So we'll be talking about that. You'll notice another presentation by Seth Godin is about making things happen, making change happen, dealing with naysayers. I'll give you an example of someone who really had to have a lot of tenacity. Gutenberg in making the printing press. Do you know when he made the printing press, 7% of the world could read? That's 93% could not read. Think about that. So part of doing marketing is the will. Online marketing is the will to make changes and to make changes happening. Do you know that right now 7% of the world gets high quality, formal, college level training? 7%. 93% does not. At CLI, my passion is to make change happen. That 93% will get the training they need in the ministry space, in the enterprise space, that for Christian leaders, change can really happen. So Seth Godin talks about that. You're going to enjoy his presentation. We're going to talk about search engine optimization, which is the process of affecting the visibility of a website or a web page in a search engine's unpaid results. Often referred to as natural, organic, earned results. I guess in general, for higher ranked on the search engine pages, results, and more frequently sites appear in the search results list. The more visitors it will receive from search engine users, those visitors can be converted into customers. We're going to talk about that in enterprise. And this word SEO, search engine optimization, may target different kinds of search, including image search, local search, video search, academic search, news search, and industry-specific vertical search engines. Okay, now that was a mouthful, and what I just said there was I read, and maybe not read the best, from the first paragraph of an article from Wikipedia. And it's a long article, but it is a great article, like a textbook for you on what is search engine optimization. Another topic that we're going to look to is referral marketing, which is the method of promoting products or services to new customers through referrals, usually word of mouth. Such referrals often happen spontaneously, but businesses can influence this through appropriate strategies. There is a whole concept of word of mouth on the internet. It applies offline. But if you can understand the principles of word of mouth, that's a philosophic marketing engine that will help guide you on online marketing. We're going to talk today, or in this week also, about Black Hat SEO. In computing, spam dexing, as known in search engine spam, search engine poisoning, black hat SEO is commonly used. That will be the name we'll use as it. Search spam, web spam, it is a deliberate manipulation of search engine indexes. It involves a number of methods, such as repeated, unrelated phrases, to manipulate the relevance or prominence of resources indexed in a manner inconsistent with the purpose of the indexing system. So, in other words, Google, Bing, Yahoo, they have ways in which they index all of the articles and the web pages on the internet. And some people have sort of like tried to get an angle on that, try to figure out how they can cheat the system in order to get a higher rank quicker. And essentially, we're going to listen to a video from Dan Rolls talking about avoiding black hat SEO. Now, let me tell you this. I really feel strongly that a Christian leader has no business walking in the path of black hat SEO. We do not want to cheat anybody. We live honestly and upright lives. Our goal is to transparently communicate, and we believe the blessing of God will be there. I know Christians who have said to me, hey, look, if you're not caught, black hat SEO is fine. And I'm just here to say, let it be, let it be, let it be. That as much as it is in the power of you as a Christian leader, never to get involved in black hat SEO. Now, there may be times when you are not sure whether or not you're doing something is black hat and you're not positive about that. You know, and again, sometimes we don't know what we don't know, and sometimes we can make mistakes. But as far as our motivation, let it be so that that is not a place we go. This is going to be a great topic for you. You're going to dive into search engine optimization, what it is. You're going to get more insights on how to be a better online marketer.